We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph. We are continuing in the Ramah on the top of page 8. The Ramah says, "V'lo yizbayish mipnei bnei adam hamaligim alav b'avodas Hashem yizbarach." A person should not be embarrassed in front of people that are making fun of him because of his service of Hashem. Then the Ramah says, "Gam batznei aleches." A person should also go with humility. And when he's lying down on his bed, he should know before who he is lying. And immediately when he wakes up from his sleep, he should get up with his rizos. He should get up with his rizos to serve his Creator. So the Mishnah will pick up in Sivkotan Hey. Mifnei bnei Adam. So we said again, like we just mentioned in the Ramah, one should not be embarrassed in front of people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'alkol ponim lo yiskotet imohem. A person certainly should not get into a fight and start fighting with those people who are making fun of him. Mipnei shem midas ha'azus meguna ma'od. This midah of azus, of being bold, that is a very negative trait. Ve'ein roi l'ishtamish v'meta klal. And one should not use this midah at all. Afilu b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. Even if he's using it to serve Hashem, people are making fun of him and he wants to stop them, he shouldn't use the azus, he shouldn't get into a fight with them. Why? Even though now it's l'chor a good thing because he's fighting back against people who are making fun of his service of Hashem. The reason is, ki yikne kinya b'nafsho lios az afilu shalobim kom avodoso yisbarach. Because the concern is, if he does it now, even though it may be appropriate now, he might get this midah and use it other times when it is inappropriate. And we see this many times by the Bali Musar. Sometimes it's not so much that the thing you're doing is aser, but it's what it does to you. Like, for example, when they say that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, it doesn't necessarily apply to speaking Lashon Hara about a guy. But if you're going to speak Lashon Hara about a guy, it becomes part of you to speak that way. And therefore, sometimes when something might not be aser, but we don't want to do it because it has an effect on us, and we'll use that midah in other situations. But there's a very important bir halacha over here, as the Mishnah Berurah ends off, v'ayim b'bir halacha. So if you look in the bir halacha, all the way at the bottom of the page, the third to last line, v'lo yisbayish, ayim b'mishnah Berurah b'shema Beis Yosef. Look what the Mishnah Berurah wrote in the name of the Beis Yosef. And now he qualifies it a little bit. That you should know, the Beis Yosef lo ayri ki'im b'mitzvah shu osa la'atzmo. The Beis Yosef is only discussing a case where a person is doing a private mitzvah. Uvnei odom maligim alav, and people are making fun of him. Oz bevaday ein lo lochosh klal le'la'agom. Then a person should not be concerned with the fun that they're making of him. Ve'lo yiskotet imohem, and he shouldn't get into a fight with them. Avol, however, im hu omei b'makom she'esh apikorsim ha'miskomimim al ha'Torah, if he's in a place where there are apikorsim who are standing up against the Torah, v'rotzim lasos eza takonos b'inyonei ha'ir, and they want to make some kind of takonos in the city, v'ayideze yaviru esa'om eretzon Hashem, and through that they're going to turn people away from what Hashem wants, uposach b'shalom, and he initiated to try to stop them in a peaceful way, v'lonishmu udvar, and they didn't listen to him, v'kigonzeh lo diber ha-beis Yosef ma'umma, the Beis Yosef is not addressing such a case, u'mitzvah l'snosam u'l'hiskotet imoem u'l'hofer atzosam. And in that scenario, says the Chafetz Chaim, that it would be a mitzvah to hate them and to fight with them, to try to stop their plans, b'chol ma sheyuchal, in any way that he can. V'David HaMelech olav ha-shalom omar, and David HaMelech said, halo misanecha Hashem esna, the ones that hate you, I hate. Ubisko memecha esko tot. And the ones who stand up against you, I will fight. Tachlis sinna sinesim. A real sinna, I hated them. So the Bi'ar Locha is qualifying what the Mishnah Berurah said, even though one should not fight with those who are making fun of when they're doing a mitzvah, that's only when you're doing a private mitzvah. But if there is a group of people that are trying to lead people astray, and you try to stop them in a peaceful way, then you have to do whatever you can to stop them, even if you have to get into a fight with them, because that you're standing up for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkotan Vav, Hamaligim Alav, one has to stand, one should not be embarrassed to do mitzvahs in front of people who are making fun of him. V'cheinim hu odom beinuni omeid b'makom gedolim. And so too, if a person is an average person, he's a beinuni, and he's standing around people that are much greater than he is, lo yisbayish mehem lilmud v'lasos ha-mitzvah. He should not be embarrassed. Right? The same way that people are making fun of you, you shouldn't be embarrassed, and you should stick to your guns. So too, if you're around people that are much greater than you, and you feel that you're nothing compared to them, you're only a beinuni, and they're such great people, you should not be embarrassed from learning in front of them or from doing mitzvahs in front of them. Achim efsher lo lasos ha-mitzvah shelo b'fneiam tov yoser. However, if you could be humble and try to do the mitzvahs not in front of them, that would be better. And we'll see an interesting note on that. Umiyu bifnei beinonim sheilmedu mimenu. However, if one is around beinonim like himself, and he's going to do the right thing, and other people could learn from him, yesh lomar tov yoser lasas bifnei, and that's not a time to be humble and to move to the side, then you should do it publicly so other beinonim can learn from the way that you're acting. Sheilmedu mimenu lasas kemaseyu. That other people should see and learn from your actions. Ach yechavin libo l'shem shemayim v'lo l'hispar chalila. However, your kavana should be l'shem shemayim, to help other people do mitzvos and not to be showing off and trying to make yourself look better in front of them. In note 13, he brings down an interesting thing that we saw in Chelek Vav by a person who is fasting certain days and other people are not fasting. In the second paragraph of 13, v'amekabel al atzmo lis'anos u'mefarsem taniso la'acherim. We said in the Mishabura there that if a person, the Shulchan Aruch says over there, if a person accepts upon himself a fast and he advertises it to others that he's fasting, the Shulchan Aruch writes, she'oneish al-kach, he's punished for that. Because you're not supposed to be showing off the good things that you're doing. And then it goes through a whole thing. We'll read it. It's interesting. If people ask you, are you fasting? Then Mishabur writes there, you're allowed to say the truth that you are fasting if they ask you. Since he's not doing it to get praise and to show off. However, says the Mishabura, it's better to tell him you're not fasting, even if you are fasting. So he shouldn't be giving himself credit and making himself, you know, a little bit like he's showing off. But if they're trying to get him to eat, he has no way to escape except to explain to them why he's not eating, because he's fasting. So Yomar Shu Misana Navadu, he should stick to his guns and stick to his fast that he's doing out of tzitkus and tell them what he's doing in order to prevent from eating. But if he's able to even bend the truth and tell them he's not fasting when he is fasting, to not get in the limelight and not get praise from the people, that is ideal what he should do. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, that only if people are going to learn from you and you could be giving a lesson to other people, then you should advertise it. Otherwise, a person should try to act with humility and not try to show off the things that he is doing.
Yeah, but in this case, fasting, because you made your own decision to fast, is that a mitzvah?
Yeah, well, a person sometimes...
One thing is doing a mitzvah publicly.
No, but let's say a person accepts upon himself a fast out of tshuva, or it's bahab, it's a day that there isn't any to fast. Most people nowadays don't fast, but he wants to be righteous and he wants to fast. So we're talking about a case where he's doing a good thing. So that's a time when you shouldn't advertise it.
You should not
advertise it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Zayin. Then the Mishnah Berurah said a person should walk with tznius, and when he's lying down on his bed, he should know in front of who he is lying. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ratz Lomar. It means to say, af b'shoshu bebeso betznaya. Even in a time when he's in his house in a modest way, in a private way, gam kein yeh lechlo im Hashem elokav. Also, his walking should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'kamo shemesayim v'holich. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that what the Rambam means to say about batznei lechas is going on the following line that he says, that a person should go in a modest way, meaning when he's in his bed at home, he should know in front of who he is lying down, and when he wakes up, he should wake up his rizus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Ches, bizrizus, lav dafka. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, it's lav dafka that when a person wakes up, he should jump out of bed that second. Ela yishem ma'at, he should wait a little bit. Velo yamod pitom, he shouldn't jump up right away. Kizem mazik laguf, it's not healthy to when you wake up to jump out of bed the second you wake up, but you should get up with zrizus, but not the second that you open your eyes, jump out of bed. You should get out quickly, but in a healthy way. Tov lomar tekef bekumo moda ani lefanecha melachai vekayom shechazarta binishmasi bechemla rabba emunasecha. It is good to say immediately when one wakes up. He doesn't have to wait till he gets out of bed. In bed, while he is waiting those couple of moments till he gets up in the healthy way, he should say moda ani. Now, just before we even turn the page, there's an interesting note over here. What about a person who sleeps during the day and he wakes up? Does he have to say moda ani? So if you look at note 15, V'haneor mishenoso la'achar shnas hayom, one who wakes up from his sleep after having slept during the day. The Bir Halacha writes later on that the Beis Yosef brings b'shem the Agur, b'shem Rimi Shapira, shetzarach lomar elokai neshama, v'chein kosav ha'shibole ha'leket. These mefarshim say that when one wakes up in the middle of the day from a nap, he has to say elokai neshama, v'chein kosav b'sefer ha'tanya, v'sayim al-kach ha'Beis Yosef shalom nogu kein. But the Beis Yosef ends off and says that We'll get to that later. The Beis Yosef says that the minug is not to say Elokai Neshama. And Rav Scheinberg says, Shehu Adin Lagabe Amiros Mada Ani La'acha Shnas Hayom. Rav Scheinberg says the same way that the Beis Yosef ends off, the minug is not to say Elokai Neshama when you wake up from a nap, you also should not say Mada Ani when you wake up from a nap. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky does not disagree with the minhag of not to say it, but he's not masking to Rav Scheinberg with the tzushtel from Elokai Neshama to Moda'ani. Because Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, She'ein lo chiach mikach she'lo omrim Elokai Neshama la'achash nasayom, she'gam Moda'ani lo yomru. It's not a raya from the fact that we come out that the minhag is not to say Elokai Neshama when you wake up during the day, therefore you shouldn't say Moda'ani. Mikaven she'lokai Neshama hi bracha. Elokai Neshama is a bracha. V'yitachin she'lo teknua ela baboker achar ha'sheina ha'ikris. It could be Chazal only instituted this bracha when you wake up from your sleep at night, which is your main sleep. But it could be that Moda'ani is shayach for anyone who gets his neshama back from any sleep, because it's not a bracha, so what's the big deal to say it? So therefore, he doesn't agree with the Scheinberg making the jump and the fact that we're not knowing to say Elokai Neshama, therefore we're not knowing to say Moda'ani, it's not a raya. Mikom makom eino hagin la'omro ela baboker. But he is masking that l'maisa, the minhag is that we don't say any of these tefillos, not the bracha of Elokai Neshama, not Moda'ani when we wake up from a nap during the day. Negel Vasser, we're going to hold off till we see it in the Mishneh Berurah. Turning the page to page Hey, the Mishneh Berurah continues. It's telling us how to say Moda'ani. Again, the words of Moda'ani were Moda'ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chemla rabba amunasecha, which means I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King that's living, that you return to me my neshama with mercy. Rabba amunasecha, great is your amuna. We'll see what that means in a moment. Says the Mishneh Berurah, v'tevas b'chemla yeh be'asnachta. The word b'chemla should have a pause on it, and asnachta is one of the trap where we pause in the middle of a pasuk. So it should be, shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, kama, v'rabba amunasecha b'li hefsek. And then the last two words, rabba amunasecha, go together. V'hu mena kosav chadoshim labakarim, rabba amunasecha. That's part of that pasuk. And what is it referring to? Shakadosh Baruch Hu mekayim emunaso lahachzir neshamos hamufkodim baboker. That Hashem returns the neshamos that were left over to him. He returns them in the morning, those that were given over as a pikadon during the night. V'ein tzarech lazet netilas yadayim. And as he says, you say it immediately when you wake up. Even before you wash netilas yadayim, you do not need netilas yadayim before you say Moda'ani. You can say Moda'ani before you wash Negel Vasser. V'af im yodav metunafos. Even if you see that your hands are dirty for some reason, you still could say Moda'ani. Ki ein maskir bazeh hanusach lo shem v'lo kinui. Because in the Lashon of Moda'ani that we say, there's no shame Hashem, there's no reference to Hashem, there's no nickname of Hashem, and therefore one's hands do not have to be clean, and one should say it no matter what, right when he opens his eyes. U'mikom makom lilmod nire da'asar kodem shenotla yodav. However, that's only by Moda'ani. If one wants to learn Torah, so it appears to be, says the Mishneh Berurah, that it will be usher to learn Torah before one washes his hands. Ubalav hachi usher kodem brichas haTorah. And anyway, besides that you can't learn Torah until you wash your hands, you anyway can learn Torah before you say brichas haTorah. V'ayin le'el sof sifkaton beiz. So I'd like to look at a couple of notes over here that discuss these two points. Number one, that it's usher to learn Torah before one washes his hands. And number two, that it's usher to learn Torah before you make a brichas haTorah. We will obviously get into all these halachas when we get to brichas haTorah, but once we mention it now and they address it over here, we'll see some interesting things. What about thinking in Torah, being maharher in Torah? What about listening? So what is that, how does that apply? So if you look at note 22 in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, he writes that even though the Mishneh Berurah said that it's usher to learn Torah before you wash your hands, now we saw yesterday that you wouldn't delay your learning if you don't have water. You could also wipe them in the place of washing them. That's all considered the washing. But here in the note he writes, Ulaharher b'divrei Torah kosav l'kamon. The Mishneh Berurah writes later on in terms of thinking in Torah, and the Be'er Halacha writes later on as well, Shemuter af im lo notal yodav. So even though it's usher to learn Torah, one is allowed to think in Torah before he washes Negel Vasser. That would be okay. Now what about answering Amen before one washes Negel Vasser? That's a machlokas. The Kaf HaChaim writes, like the Zohar, that one should not answer Amen without washing Negel Vasser. He should only think it in his heart. And he brings to the Chazon Ish that it says it's mutter to answer Amen before you wash Netilas Yadayim. So that's Lagabe Netilas Yadayim. So one should not learn Torah. One could think in Torah. And Amen is the Machlokas.
He means without Netilas Yadayim and without Berachas Torah, or with Berachas Torah but without Netilas Yadayim?
He's just addressing the Tilas Yadayim. We'll see Berachas HaTorah right now. That's going to be the next note. And then we can try to put them together. That's just addressing the Tilas Yadayim.
About thinking.
The thinking, correct. And now in note 23, he discusses thinking in Torah without brachas haTorah. Right? So we just said that one is allowed to think in Torah without washing negavaser, but what about thinking in Torah before you say brachas haTorah? So to that, in note 23, he brings down va'arotze laharer b'divrei Torah kasev ha'shacharach l'kamon she'eino tzarach l'varach l'fneichem brachas haTorah, that you're good to go. Not only could you think in Torah before you wash negavaser, you could also think in learning before you make brachas haTorah. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings later on from the Gra that he argues, V'sover she'ein laharer kodem birchas haTorah. The Gra holds that one should not be thinking and learning before he says birchas haTorah. So that's the machlokas later on. V'ashomeya divrei Torah. What if you're not necessarily thinking about it on your own, but you're hearing Torah from someone else? So the Shari Tshuva writes, V'shem the Shalosh and Tshuva is halachos katanos, she'tzarach levarach, that you have to say birchas haTorah before you hear Torah. Kevan shedin shomeya ka'one odif mehirhur, because shomeya ka'one, when you're listening, It's like you're saying it yourself, so it's much stronger than hearer. So then even if you hold that hearer is okay with that Birchas haTorah, but listening to it from someone else is like you're saying it, and that would be more machmir. On the other hand, the Shalom Shuvas Ha'elf L'cha Shlomo holds that listening to it is like hearer, and therefore you would not need to make a bracha. So that's a machlokas, both hearer, and then even if you hold hearer is okay, it's a machlokas within a shmiya from someone else. But then he brings the last interesting thing from Ruchai Kinyevsky. He writes, V'agono chakidasi kosav, sha'afilu shomea divrei Torah bekaletes o betelephone, even if one hears Torah like on a tape or a CD or on the telephone, from kol haloshon, tzorach levarech l'das hagra. According to the Gra, one would have to make birchas haTorah before he hears any Torah, just like he has to make birchas haTorah before he thinks in Torah. Mishum shal kol hearer tzorach levarech. Any kind of hearer, when you're listening, you're obviously thinking about it, and therefore you would need birchas haTorah. V'af l'das hachokim al hagra. Even those who argue on the Gra and say hearer would not be necessary to make birchas haTorah, mikom makom b'shmiya tzorach levarech. When it comes to shmiya, one would have to make a bracha. Now I want to go back to correct. I want to go. Your question?
Yeah. Somebody that you said that Hashem is back all in Shabbat in the morning, right? Somebody that let's say works during the night, works let's say third shift. The guy goes to sleep before Maariv time. He wakes up, 11 p.m. Works through the night, goes to sleep after. In the morning, when does he say?
When does he say Modani?
No, Modani when he wakes up at 11. I guess at 11.
Okay, so then, what's your question? We said Nekovaser. We're gonna get to.
When does he say Elokai?
Okay, so let's wait till we're gonna get to the halachas in great detail of Elokai Neshama. We'll get to that and we'll see all the halachas then.
Neshama is being returned when he's working,
basically. I hear that. We're going to get to that. Let's hold off with that for now.
Back to the Ramah for a second. And the Shavur says, does he mean, is there something in between that he's supposed to do? Is he supposed to say something, or is he supposed to just...
No, he shouldn't. He should just do... Yeah, talking about people, you're doing something, and they're sitting there laughing at you, so just ignore it. Ignore it. You don't have to argue with them and start up with them. Just leave it. Maybe don't be embarrassed. Just do what you have to do. Right, do what you have to do. I want to go back to the second Bi'ar Lacha. There's a very long Bi'ar Lacha, but today the amount that we had to cover in the Mishnah Berurah, we're done already, so I want to do this Bi'ar Lacha. This Bi'ar Lacha is on page Dalet, and it's in the sixth line, Huklal Godol Ba'Torah, and here is Bi'ar Lacha, which is a very important Bi'ar Lacha for everybody to know. Harotze l'kayim shivisi karoi, yizdariz l'kayim mashinichtov b'shem sefer achinuch. One who wants to fulfill this pasuk that we mentioned yesterday, Shivisi Hashem Munegdi Samid, so he should be very zoriz to mekayim that which the Sefer HaChinuch says. And because of the great importance, it's brought down in many svarim. And now he is quoting the Sefer HaChinuch. We're on the first page Dalet, in the Bira Lacha, on the left of the Mishnah Berurah, about eight lines down. And that is that there are sheish mitzvos chiyuvan tmidi. There are sheish mitzvos tmidios. There are six constant mitzvos. Lo yisiku mi'al ha'odom afilu rega echad koyomav. There are six mitzvos that are constant that a person should never stop from doing his whole life. The kozman v'cho rega sheyachshov behem kiyei mitzvos asei. And any moment in your life that you're thinking of these mitzvos, which you could potentially do every moment of your life, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So these are pretty important things. The ein keitz lematan schar hamitzvos, and there is no boundary to the amount of schar you get from mitzvos. Ve'eluhei, and these are the six mitzvos. We'll go through them. Aleph, lahamin sheyesh eloka echad ba'olam shemtziu kol hanimtzos, that there is one God that created everything that exists. Umechevso uritzono hu kol mashu achshav, and his everything that is because he wanted it to happen. V'shehoya v'sheyia la'adayad, anything that happens in the future is all because Hashem wants it to happen. V'shehu otzionu mimitzrayim v'noslanu haTorah, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. V'zehu mitzvah aseh, this is a mitzvah aseh, as the pasuk says in the Aseret Hadibros, the first one. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha. Uperusho, the pirush is teidu v'taminu, you should know and you should believe sheyesh la'olam eloka hamashkiach, that the world has a God that is watching over it. Shareho tzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, because behold, he has taken us out of Mitzrayim. That's mitzvah number one, to believe that there is a God that created the world and constantly runs the world. That's number one. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Beis shelo namin b'shum elokim zulaso, not to believe in any other gods. Shenemar lo yelocha Elohim achirim al panai. The second of the Aseret Hadibros, lo yelocha, there shouldn't be any other gods. Vafilu modesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholeit al kol. Even if a person believes that Hashem rules over everything, rak sheyedame bedaitu shemosar anhagas haolam lamalach lo kochav, just he thinks that Hashem gave over a little bit of leadership to an angel or to a star. Hareza moda b'avodah zara. That's considered being moda b'avodah zara. Va'over aloyia locha Elohim achirim alpona. You're over on that pasuk, the second of the Aseret Hadibros. Elo yamin shakadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo u'bechvodo mashiach b'chol ha'olamos. Rather, a person has to believe that Hashem himself is watching over and controlling all the worlds. Ve'ein l'shum nivra koach lasos davar bilti ritzono. When there is no other power that has the control to do anything without the wish of Hashem, v'lochein nikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei HaElohim, that he is the God of everything. And now the next one sounds very similar. I was listening to Rabbi Cohen, there's a slight difference. Look at number 3, Gimel, the very end of the page. L'yachado, the Yichud Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, Shenema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? Listen, Klal Yisrael, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Uperusho, Shema Yisrael Vada. Listen, Klal Yisrael, and know, Ki Hashem Shehiva Es HaKol Bertzonu, Hashem that created everything in His Ratzon, V'hu Elokeinu HaMashkiach B'chol HaOlamos. He is the God that's controlling all the worlds. Hu Hashem Echad B'li Shum Shitov. There is no partnership. So it sounds very similar. The difference is that the third one that we just read now, that there's no Shitov, there's no other God. Hashem is the only God, He has no partner. The one before was saying, even if you believe there's no other God besides Hashem, Hashem didn't give any power over to any other being. In other words, a malach just carries out exactly what Hashem wants. But there's no other power, there's no other malach or star or other power that Hashem put in charge of any specific thing that he makes decisions. Meaning Hashem makes all decisions. So it's two separate things. One is there's no other God that's a partner with Hashem. That's number 3. And number 2 is, even if you believe Hashem's the only God, one may incorrectly believe that Hashem gave certain control over certain things to a kochav or a malach, not to believe that. So there are two separate things that are similar.
So would the father of a certain religion, who is the son of a certain other person, of a certain other somebody?
Yeah.
Does that, because there's a whole machlokes if Christianity is avodah zarah. In this sense, would it not be considered a avodah zarah because it's like a partnership?
Yeah, yes.
He's the son of...
Yes, it very well would be a problem of that, but I don't want to go into that now.
Because there are those that say it's not
a... Yeah, it's about focus, but we're not going to discuss that now. That's in Chelek Zion. We'll get that in Chelek Zion. For now, we're going to go weiter to Dalad. In Dalad, the fourth one, which is in the third line on page 8 in the Bir Halacha, Lehov hamakom baruch hu, to love Hashem. This is mitzvah tzmidus number 4, to love Hashem. Shenemar v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. V'keitzad yagiyah ha'odam li'ahava. How does a person get to love Hashem? Hu al yidei ha'Torah. That is through the Torah. K'd'isa b'sifrei. Like the Sifri says, L'fi shenemar v'yahavta. Eini yodea keitzel levas amakom. It says we have to love Hashem. We don't know how to get to love Hashem. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk right afterward says, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ila asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. These words that I am telling you, the Torah, should be on your heart. Shemitoch kach atomakir esmi sh'omer v'hoyu ha'olam. Through that you come to recognize Hashem. Kolomar, sh'al yidei ha'esbonunus ba'torah, through delving into the Torah, Yakir es gedulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come to recognize the greatness of Hashem. Shein lo erech v'lo keitz, that there's no boundaries to Hashem's greatness. This is Yashav ha'ava b'libo b'hechreach, and you'll be forced into loving Hashem. V'inyan ha'mitzvah sheyir ha'odom lahasim kol magamoso v'chol ma'achshavto achar avas Hashem yisbarach. And the inyan of this mitzvah is that all a person's desires and all his love should be towards Hashem. The yarech belibo ki kol ma sheyesh ba'olam me'osher ubanim v'kavod hakolu ka'ayin neged avaso yisbarach. Anything else that a person has in the world that's very good, like wealth and children and honor, it's all nothing compared to the love he should have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who obviously gave him everything. V'yiga tomid bevakoshas chokhmas haTorah. A person should toil very, very hard constantly in this quest of the chokhmas haTorah. L'man yasig yidiyah b'Hashem, in order to get to know Hashem and to love Hashem. And one who instead turns his thoughts towards gashmistic things and the heaven of the world, without the purposes of heaven, just for his own pleasure to get honor, he has been mevatel this asei of loving Hashem, because instead he's loving himself, he's loving his honor, he's loving his gashmis, and his punishment is great. Number five, hey, Lios Yiras Hashem Yisbarach Alponav Tamid Levilti Yecheta. Person should always be fearing Hashem, so he should not come to sin. Val Zanemar, on that it says, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, that one should fear Hashem. Umisha Bodvar Avera Liyodo, one who has an Avera coming his way. Chayiv Lohoya Rucho Veloses Eslibo Bo'oso Aperik. A person has to inspire himself to think about his Yiras Hashem. Shakarash Bochum Mashkiach Bechom Maise Bnei Odom, that Ashkarash Bochum is in control over every action of man. Af im yu b'machshach maaseihim. Hashem's watching over every action man does, even if he's in private, he's in the dark, and no one sees him, Hashem sees him. V'yoshiv lehem nokum l'fi ro ha-maisa. And Hashem is going to take revenge and punish every person according to his actions. Like the pasuk says, im yisaser ish b'mistarim v'anilo erenenum Hashem. Is a person going to hide, and I, Hashem, I'm not going to see him? And number six, shelo nosor achar machsheves halev v'ri'as hanayim. A person should not be turned after the thoughts of his heart and the sight of his eyes. Shenemar v'los asur acharei levavchem acharei nechem. And Chachamim tell us, acharei levavchem zu apikursus. Acharei levavchem is turning towards apikursus. Acharei nechem zu znus. That's turning towards znus. Ubechlal apikursus hu kol machshavo zoro shem hefech das haTorah. Including apikursus is any strange thoughts that are the opposite of the das Torah. Ubechlal znus hu mishu rodef achar tavas haolam mibli sheyechavim behem klal lekavona tova. It's anyone who runs after the desires of this world without thinking at all for the proper kavona, that he doesn't need it to serve Hashem. He's running after his taivas. That's included in znus. Kolomar shelo yasa osam kedei sheyamud bari v'yucha lehishtada lavodas baro, that he shouldn't do them unless he's doing it in order to be healthy and in order to be able to serve Hashem better. But he's doing it rather rakavanoso tamid laharos tanugim gedolim lanasho. The person rather is doing it just to get his own enjoyment. That's when it's a problem. V'chozel likateti milashonu hanechma b'ktzara. I brought this all down from the Sefer Achinuch b'ktzara. The kilorin heim la'inayim, and this is a healing to the eyes. Va'ashrei ha'mekayim karoy, and praiseworthy is the one who's mekayim these things. There's just one interesting, scary note that we'll just read and we'll end with, and that is note number 19. He brings down from the Chavetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon that says, Shemi shelo nizar bekoach ha'ri'iyah shelo ba'odu b'chay b'zeh olam. One is not careful over what he looks at with his eyes while he's still alive in this world. V'hifkir atzmo lahabit b'mesha asra Torah, and he makes his eyes hefkir to look at all the things that Torah asers. Yeda b'birer, he should know for sure, ki la'asid lavo yeh kimosuma. In the next world, he will be like a blind person. V'lo yuchal lahabit b'or Hashem, he will not be able to gaze upon the glory of Hashem, which is the greatest pleasure. So a person has to realize, and the Chavetz Chaim speaks at length about this in all his Musa Svarim, that any aver that a person is pogimin in this world, he's lacking in the next world. He's focusing on the eyes over here because he's bringing the pasuk lo sasur acharei levavchem v'acharei nechem v'shobi zochet v'mekayim these sheish mitzvos tmidios tamid.